610 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Dozens of U.S. and allied airstrikes in Iraq and Syria since Friday. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan telling ABC's This Week that the U.S. expects to take more action in the coming days.
This was the beginning of our response. There will be more steps. Some of those steps will be seen, some may not be seen, but there will be more action taken to respond to the tragic death of the three brave U.S. service members.
California bracing for potentially life-threatening storms with a powerful atmospheric river storm system expected to bring damaging flooding, wind, snow, and waves. Areas in Santa Barbara County have been evacuated. In the first official primary election for the Democratic Party, President Joe Biden projected to be the winner in South Carolina last night.
South Carolina, we did it again. You did it for me again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 2020 and now again in 2024. Now let's go win the whole thing. Let's win it all.
This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is dealing with a shortage of healthcare workers. Governor Evers recently announced a task force to explore solutions to the problem. Here's Mike Moan.
This week, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced a new task force to address hiring issues within healthcare. Those speaking up for rural health access see opportunities. The panel is tasked with finding a range of solutions to consider by the time budget talks ramp up for the two-year spending plan starting in 2025. Evers' office says Wisconsin faces a potential deficit of 20,000 nurses by 2040, one among many concerning examples. John Ike, who leads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health, says while there's a need in smaller communities, lower patient volumes make it hard for health systems to offer attractive salaries.
It is harder to make the math work. There's just not enough in the funding pools to pay for this to go away.
He adds Wisconsin is competing with neighboring states for these workers, but Ike suggests regulations surrounding provider certification can make it harder for professionals from elsewhere in the country to transition to Wisconsin. Ike hopes that's part of the discussion and that there's a bipartisan approach to solving the problem. However, the Republican-led legislature has often clashed with Evers, a Democrat, on policy ideas. Rural advocates often note that fewer providers result in local patients having to travel a greater distance for appointments. Ike says it also can affect the quality of care they receive.
Maybe the staffing ratios are worse for patients. I mean, I think there's a lot of ways that patients are not served as well.
As for the task force, it will be led by Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who is a registered nurse. Several state agencies, local governments, and patient advocacy groups also are expected to provide input. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers hire a new coordinator. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers hired a new defensive coordinator this past week after Joe Barry was fired following three seasons with the team. Jeff Hafley is 44 years old and takes over after 4 years as the head coach at Boston College, and was asked what's the first thing he taught his players.
That's a great question. I felt the biggest thing for me was, at the time, talking to the players, I wanted to bring some confidence to them, and I wanted them to enjoy the game. It's a game. You got to enjoy it. You got to enjoy practice. You got to play with confidence. I don't want guys playing scared. I didn't want them playing tentative because they were afraid to make mistakes. I didn't want coaches just, like, what always bothered me was, you know, DB gets beat on a goal ball and you start yelling and screaming at him. Go coach him. Tell him why. Ask him what he saw. Yeah. Ask him about his first step. Yeah. Ask him what he did at the top of the route, what the split was, and then tell him what he should do better.
That's the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Just letting you know that Todd will be back on Monday with a brand new show. So tune in then from noon to 2.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some fog and some cloud cover to begin your morning. We'll see skies gradually turning partly cloudy as our high temperatures warm to the middle 40s, a north wind. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies, some patchy fog redeveloping with lows in the mid-20s. It's 24 at our studios.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate, 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Of the stars. For February. Welcome, everybody. I'm Lou Regani, your host. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The lads, all four.
Strange, dear, but true, dear, when I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky, so in love with you.
See that movie, The Lovely, with Kevin Kline as Cole Porter. The Music of the Stars. Robert Goulet.
But true dear, when I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky. So in love with you, am I?
Me, Kate. Here's K.D. Lang.
Strange, dear, but true, dear, when I'm close.
been doing a lot of thinking. And the thing is, I love you.
What?
I love you.
How do you expect me to respond to this?
How about you love me too?
How about I'm leaving?
Doesn't what I said mean anything to you?
I'm sorry, Harry. I know it's New Year's Eve. I know you're feeling lonely, but you just can't show up here, tell me you love me, and expect that to make everything all right. It doesn't work this way.
Well, how does it work?
I don't know, but not this way.
How about this way? I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees out. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend a day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
You see? That is just like you, Harry. You say things like that and you make it impossible for me to hate you. And I hate you, Harry. I really hate you.
What does this song mean? My whole life, I don't know what this song means. I mean, should old acquaintance be forgot? Does that mean that we should forget old acquaintances? Or does it mean that if we happen to forget them, we should remember them, which is not possible because we already forgot them?
Well, maybe it just means that we should remember that we forgot them or something. Anyway, it's about old friends.
The first time we met, we hated each other.
No, you didn't hate me. I hated you. The second time we met, you didn't even remember me.
I did, too. I remembered you. The third time we met, we became friends.
That was Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan.
I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck, a hug around the neck, and a barrel and a heap, a barrel and a heap, and I'm talking in my sleep about you, about you. Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck, you bet your pretty neck I do. And a peck, a bushel and a peck, though you make my heart a wreck, make my heart a wreck, and you make my life a mess, make my life a mess, yes, a mess of happiness about you, about you. Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck, you bet your pretty neck I do. And a peck, you bet your pretty neck I do. A doodle doodle doodle.
1950. Here's Joe Stafford, Cole Porter. Song, it's Cole Porter, Nobody Else.
Enjoy more moments than
I was one of the best voices ever on recording, Shelby Flint.
I will love you till the day I die. I will love you and I'll tell you why. 'Cause your heart is pure.
Cool, the folks are fine.
each night but mine. P.S. I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train? Browns, just as soon as you're able, they came along to call. I burned a hole in the dining room table. Let me see. Guess that's all. Nothing else for me to say, and so I'll close. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you.
This is from Victory at Sea.
Grant's Groomers gets Tails Wagon. Grant's State Farm agent is a small business owner, too. So.
And Perry Como.
Watching the night go by, wishing that you could be. Watching the night with me, into the night I cry, hurry home, come home to me. Set me in your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love. Into the night I cry, hurry home. I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love.
Russell Bennett from Victory at Sea Beneath the Southern Cross, the original title, as an instrumental. Norman Luboff. The Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. The Stars, here is Buddy Holly.
Just you know why. Joys to share.
with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways.
Well, confess, I am a jewel thief.
I don't believe it.
My mother told me never to enter a man's room in months ending in R.
Your mother's not only beautiful, she's clever, too.
I was born in Boston.
Oh, I can hardly wait for you to grow up. Oh, you saved my life. I was bored to death. I hadn't seen one attractive woman on the ship since we left. Now, isn't that terrible? Tell me, did you write the song I'll Never Smile Again?
No.
I said to myself, don't beautiful women travel anymore? And then I saw you. And I was saved. Were you afraid?
Of you?
Yeah.
No.
We ought to take advantage of every moment.
Women.
Oh, women.
You've known quite a few, haven't you?
I don't know.
You going ashore?
Yes, I'm calling on a lady.
Oh, in every port, huh? This is frightfully intimate. I know just enough French to be embarrassed. You're quite sure your grandmother isn't an old joke.
Oh, I do wish you'd trust me.
To really
From Love with a Proper Stranger. Steve McQueen, Natalie Wood. Elmer Bernstein's music.
Love is. Bells and banjos playing. How they brainwash. And here I spend my whole life like a nut waiting for what? A stranger.
Listen, it's possible.
Don't tell me you believe that.
Well, it's a known chemical fact. Some people, you just have to look at them. It's kind of kicky. Other people, chopped liver. You look like a woman.
How can you manage to make even a compliment sound like a slap in the face?
Well, what did I say? You look like a woman. I apologize. Excuse me. You look like a man.
We had a long talk, and he came to me like a man, and he's willing to marry.
Sit down. The both of you. Do you want to get married?
Well, who wants to get married?
You mean, even though you don't want to marry me, you're willing to do it anyway?
Well, I'm just as much to blame as you are. I'm more. It was my fault, the whole thing, and I'm willing to take my medicine.
And I'm the medicine, right?
I just don't know what it is. Well, all you have to do is just look at me and...
He wants to get married to me. And if I don't hear the bells and the banjos ringing every time I look at him, then I can just live without the bells and the banjos. Because I sure don't hear them when I look at you either.
Now wait.
No, get away from me. Just get away from me, please. Now I never want to see you again. Get out. Go. I mean it. Go. Go where the wind blows you.
Could fall in love with the proper strange. banjos ring. If to certain eyes with the look of danger smile a welcome warm as spring, if the tom-tom in my heart sounded out a warning, don't let her
just, well, we had an interview with Don Rosen last week, and it was last Monday. Talk about the music of Elmer Bernstein. That's what this is. Johnny Mercer wrote those lyrics, sung by Jack Jones. It's one of those songs you play over and over, you know. It's a pretty adult film for the time. 1963. Steve McQueen. Seems as though Natalie's character had a quick one-night affair some years ago that he's forgotten. He, meaning Steve McQueen, of the Musicians Union. There's some harrowing scenes in there. Anyway, I won't spoil it. Check it out. Love with the Proper Stranger. Perfect for this month of February. I'm not a fan of Andrew Lloyd Webber, but I did see the motion picture, Phantom of the Opera. It's done pretty well. But there's a television version I want to recommend. It seems to be forgotten today. Stars Charles Dance.
Number, sir? Thank you. Lot 6. you then, ladies and gentlemen, a poster from this house's production of Hannibal by Chalamet.
Showing here.
Do I have 10 francs? 5 of them. 5 I'm in. 6. 7. Against you, sir, 7. 8. 8 once. Selling twice. Sold. To Monsieur de Fer. Thank you very much, sir. About 664, a wooden pistol and 3 human skulls from the 1831 production of Robert le Diable by Meyerbeer. 10 francs for this. 10, thank you. 10 still. 15, thank you. 15, I'm in. Go ahead, 15. Your number, sir? Lot 665, ladies and gentlemen, a papier-mâché musical box in the shape of a barrel organ. Attached, the figure of a monkey in Persian robes playing the cymbals. This item discovered in the vaults of the theatre. Still in working order, ladies and gentlemen.
Showing here.
May I commence at 15 francs? 15, thank you. Yes, 20 francs.
In sleep he sang to me, in dreams he came.
Christian Andersen.
Till I'm in the arms of my darling again, my heart will find no home. Anywhere I wander, anywhere I
as they welcomed me, her eyes were fire bright, and then I knew that my path must be through the ever haunted night. Anywhere I wander, was oh such a soft caress of love it gently told, and in her smile was the tenderness I
may never more behold.
Had a mystical connection with red pandas.
And what was a blessing? Because
the music of the stars. Say, we're going to be on the air till high noon today. As we are each Sunday on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host of the music of the stars, Lou Regani. David Sanborn. News coming up from CBS. Weather. To that.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.